We continue our education prayer focus. Today we're going to focus on the first of five of the 10 more bills affecting public schools. To read more about it, you could go to the Real Impact website and then look at their priority list. Oh, Father, we lift up AB 1540 that would bring back the Press 3 option on the 988 crisis hotline, specifically connecting LGBTQ and whatever they call themselves to specially trained counselors. Though this seems good on the outside, people could also text PRIDE, and that just, again, reinstates an area that's just building them into thinking that they are proud of their choices and confusion. Father, we pray for these kids to find Jesus, to find their identity in Christ, to find their true identity, that they were created, not designed to be get confused and mixed up, and that the things that they may be feeling could be natural, that they just are stronger in one area than another. Help them to find the truth, and the truth set them free. Help them to find people who will love them into knowing who they are in Christ. We lift up AB 1631, which doesn't allow parents to homeschool and then send their kids. It's forcing kids to go to a public school, private, or, oh, it does have homeschool. Thank God. So I'm not sure why they're recommending opposing this, but they're forcing a student to complete first grade, kindergarten, in order to go to first grade. And they can choose homeschool kindergarten, so that's good. All right, and then we pray that that will be cleared up and why that they are opposing, that we could find that out, more information. That the AB 1665 that requires school coaches to learn about student mental health and have that as part of their required education program, though that can be good, we know that the government tends to think of it in ways that aren't necessarily helpful but harmful. So we pray, God, Lord, that they would give them information, get people on campus to talk to them, not have them spend their time doing that. We also lift up AB 1644 that would be required to ban smartphones for K through 8. They're watching this, whether or not this would be good and how this was going to work out. We pray, Father, that you would keep us alert and help us to discern whether we should agree or not with this. And we lift up AB 1985 requiring all college athlete coaches, everybody at community colleges, to complete mental health and suicide prevention training, and every 2 years after that. They also recommend opposing this, again, because of the type of training that they're giving them. So, Lord, we thank you that you know everything. We just pray that we are knowledgeable and that we are able to see your will done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name.